With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and normally I find someone of interest to talk about it each week with, but this is the final episode of our San Diego Comic-Con blog pod, where you can follow me around the amazing convention and meet the people I meet. This is the last episode. This is Sunday, so it probably will be a short one, you guys. There's not much Star Wars stuff going on, but we'll find some fun stuff to do. But if you haven't already, go back and listen. We've got Preview Night, an interview with Mark Boudreau, who designed every Kenner and Hasbro Millennium Falcon. We've got interviews with the Hasbro's design team, the interview with Tops, and just tons of fun Star Wars adventures. And also a musical, which people seem to be enjoying. So if you haven't already, go back and check out those episodes. And if you have listened to already, let's say a sad but fun goodbye to San Diego Comic-Con 2016. All right, you guys, it is 3:20 and we're waiting for the Buffy Once More With Feeling panel. We're with Jocelyn. Explain what's going to happen.
We're going to watch the musical episode of Buffy. It's very fun. It's very interactive. People get really into it.
And does everyone sing along?
Yeah.
Anybody still need a card?
Yeah. Now, you went to the Pokemon panel in Hall H. Kind of collectible thing. How was it? So in Hall H, the biggest thing, 7,500 people. Explain what happened at the panel.
Not a lot really. And also, listeners, I'm not Pokemon crazy. Steel has just really been focusing on it. I only started playing a few days ago just to check it out.
And she's got to catch them all.
No, but it was good. It was cute. It was Chris Hardwick was moderating, and it was just the main guy from Niantic or Nanantic, whatever it's called. I've forgotten his name already. I'm tired. But he was really sweet.
Was he just up there counting his money?
He seemed very shocked, honestly. Like, people were asking all these questions, and he was just very much like, it's only been out a few weeks, and we didn't expect this, and we're still ironing out the kinks and trying not to get the service to crack, and it hasn't even launched in all the cities yet. Like, people were going mental. They were yelling out, like, Team Mystique, Team Valor, and people were just, like, chanting and screaming, and everyone around me had their screens up and was playing while they were in there.
So, was there Pokemon in the room?
Yeah.
Did you get any?
No, I didn't understand what kind of GPS everyone, like, what kind of network they're on, but my GPS was not found. I couldn't play, and I was just watching everyone around me. I was a little bit bummed out of that.
Gritting your teeth. So, you were saying that I don't look very good.
No, you look terrible. I found you in the line for Buffy, and I was like, oh, Jesus, what happened to you? What did happen to you?
I've done two conventions in a row.
But I left you looking fresh and happy, eating a burrito, and now you're here and you're just a shell of your former self.
I was once like you, young and fresh.
I don't feel very fresh at all.
All right, what's about to start, Chocolate?
Happy singing, Steel.
Okay.
strife. I've been making shows of training girls, just hoping no one knows that I've been going through the motions, walking through the pot. Nothing seems to penetrate my heart. I was always brave and kind of righteous, now I find I'm wavering. Crawl out of your grave, your finest fight just doesn't mean a thing.
Show me not that swing.
Thanks for noticing.
She's pretty well with fiends from hell, but lately we can tell that she's just going through the motions, somehow. She's not even half the girl she
Will I stay this way forever? Sleepwalk through my life's endeavor.
How can I repay?
Whatever, I don't want to be. Losing all my drive, I can't even see if this is really me, and I just wanna be alive.
Hey, you guys, if you want to support the podcast that you enjoy listening to each week and get extra bonus content episodes and access to our full back catalog of full-length interviews, become a Steel Wars supporter. It's just $3 Australian, which is about $2.20 in America and probably about £1.50 in the UK and other rates in other countries. But that's just a month. You have to sacrifice, you know, half a coffee pretty much a month to keep this podcast going, and you get all this sweet bonus content delivered via a exclusive RSS feed right into your podcatcher. People love it. You'll love it too. Plus, you get 15% off all our merch, like the Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirt and the Have You Seen Him t-shirt. All the details are on steelwars.com. All right, it's about 4 o'clock, you guys, and I've bumped into my old buddy.
Old mate.
Old mate.
Oldie.
Old mate Jason Chatfield.
Chatto.
Who is in his little comic booth doing his little scribbles.
Yes, in my cage, doing me little scribbles.
So you do Ginger Megs.
Ginger Megs, that's, yes.
I was reading you before, you weren't here, but it's in like 36 countries or something?
34 countries, it's translated into several languages, and it's in 120 papers. So it's syndicated through Universal, and they're here. And Universal is like, they cover like, you know, Calvin and Hobbes and Garfield and all those guys.
Yeah. Love Garfield.
Gotta love Garfield. It's the only strip you decide I don't want to read after you've already read it.
What does that mean?
It means you can't help but read it.
Oh, okay.
It's so, yeah, anyway. I don't want to offend Jim Davis on your podcast, but
I saw him the other day. You look like such a happy old man.
He's a billionaire. I mean, he's an old billionaire. I think he's part Cherokee as well. He's got a very calm nature about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just the billions would calm me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how's life in New York, buddy?
Good, mate. It's a little bit frenetic, but I enjoy it. That's my default.
Now, do you ever try to get any Star Wars references in Ginger Megs?
I actually do. When The Force Awakens came out...
I've heard of that film.
I did a little Star Wars Ginger Megs Sunday strip, and you'll see that on this shirt up here. Guys who are listening, there's a shirt of cartoons of Star Wars themes from everyone from Stan Sakai to Jason Chatfield, including Sad Chewie by Luke McGarry. You've got Bill Morrison from The Simpsons. You've got Mutz by Patrick McDonald. We've got Steve McGarry, Hilary Price, Mike Peters. There's a whole bunch. Anyway, so that was my Star Wars Ginger Megs. It was Qui-Gon Ginger.
Is he holding like a boomerang lightsaber?
He is.
That is racially insensitive.
Isn't that the worst?
My people are disgusted. and by
it's a
that
boomerang
I mean,
lightsaber.
By that I mean Star Wars fans.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's all right.
You should get one and we'll all sign it because all the cartoonists are here.
This is great. Oh, there's Star Wars things anyway. Everywhere.
Yeah. It's all the rage.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. Talk about it now and then.
You have a conniption every now and then?
Yeah. But I think we might be going to New York for the Comic Con.
Yeah, cool. Well, I'm doing that in October too. We'll be there. I'll be drawing people as their favourite superheroes or characters from Star Wars and Star Trek.
Have you done any Star Wars ones?
I did a couple, but they've already been picked up. So, yes, I did one of you, actually, but it's not quite finished yet.
Oh, okay.
It's as an Ewok, as you would want.
Yeah.
So, Yavnub, I will send it to you as soon as it's done, and you can show it on your Twitter.
Okay, should I... Will you have it finished today, or is this a...
I'll probably have it done just after the con finishes, unfortunately, because it's a freebie. I'm not charging you for it.
Oh,
so I'm going to get my paid commissions out of the way first, mate.
But what about me and my selfishness?
Nope. Doesn't matter. None of it matters. Here's a happy customer now. Edwin, here's your Batman, my friend.
Are you a happy customer?
Of course I am. Thank you.
Yes, I'll send you the file. Yeah, right, absolutely.
What? Well, Jace.
Yes.
It's great to see you, buddy.
You too, mate.
And
great to see you.
See you in New York, and hopefully I'll be more awake. Jackie, I just caught up with Jacqueline. She's in watching the Buffy, the musical.
Of course she is.
And she just was like, oh, what happened to you?
Yeah, I haven't slept for 4 days. I think I got 4 hours sleep last night, which is the most I've got the whole time.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of sleep, man.
Yeah. I'm just going to go into a coma now. Anyway, I'll let you talk to someone way more important and popular.
Oh, Jason, don't be like that.
He is.
Little guy from Perth, come good at Comic-Con.
Little guy?
Yeah.
No, I'm eating plenty of bagels. I'm big. I'm good. Yeah.
All right, guys, we... just bumped into Jason's friend, Chatfield, we just talked to, just introduced me to Luke McGarry. Now, you definitely know this guy. He's got kind of a wicked sense of humour. He's the man behind the sad Chewy drawings that I always see pop up on Facebook. Luke, why must you toy with our emotions?
I think it's funny. Really, it started off genuinely trying to upset people. And now I think everyone's just embraced it. It didn't get quite the reaction I was expecting. Everyone kind of, you know, embraced Chewy. They felt bad for him and not mad at me.
So explain the genesis of how you got the idea for it.
I started doing it right after the latest Star Wars film came out. It came out around Christmas. So for New Year's Eve, I was doing a cartoon, and it was just, let's do a Star Wars spoiler. Let's, you know, be horrible and do a Star Wars spoiler. And it was about Chewie spending his first New Year's Eve alone without Han Solo. And
because they've had some wild ones.
You can only imagine.
Yeah.
So we did that, and we're like, oh, yeah, let's do a spoiler. That would be the royal we. I don't know why I refer to myself as a we. So we did that, and everyone just loved it. So I kept doing them week after week after week with the new goal to be to beat the joke into the ground. Because it's always the same joke. It's just a different situation.
Well, you've got one just underneath you now. Yeah. It's Chewy on Valentine's Day.
Chewy on Valentine's Day.
And he's got the little heart, heart-shaped chocolate box forehand. And he's just constantly crying.
Yeah, and I think he's been stood up for his romantic dinner that he had planned. And
that's an interesting new plot twist.
Yeah. There's been a couple interesting plot twists. And it got more interesting when Chewy started speaking English as well, instead of just growling. Well, now he's just this sad man. He's not even Star Wars anymore. It's just this...
You've just left the Star Wars canon behind.
Absolutely. It's long gone.
Business for yourself.
But yeah, this Valentine's Day one is really where it took off. This is the one that went most viral, if we can say this. It turned up everywhere.
I see it all the time. Like the different versions on Facebook. So then when I saw the Sad Chewy, I'm like, oh, it's Sad Chewy. And I was like, and then I realized.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, is it, like, and there's the bastard behind it toying with my heartstrings. Now, a lot of Star Wars fans have a great sense of humour, but then there's others that take things pretty serious.
It's true.
What sort of feedback have you gotten at the extreme?
Well, to be fair, the Star Wars fans have been really cool about Sad Chewie. That's I don't think I've really had any properly negative reactions to the Chewie series. Usually, if I do something about a sports player, or weirdly, if I draw Madonna, I get a lot of hate mail.
Really?
Yeah, I've had the most hate mail from Madonna fans, which is just really strange.
So you've got another series of cartoons like Sad Madonna?
I'm going to have to start doing a Sad Madonna series. But yeah, the best feedback I ever got on any cartoon was just somebody angrily commented, "Why God made you," which is...
It sounds like you got an angry response from a meme.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. From a frog on a unicycle. Yeah.
So you've got little pins and you're doing caricatures with people with Sad Chewie.
Yes.
Where can people find you on the internet?
I can be found, the easiest place to find me is on Instagram. My screen name is at Lukey McGarry, so LukeyMcGarry. And I use that screen name across all social media, mainly because Luke McGarry was taken by the time I thought of doing a social media page. So Lukey McGarry has now stuck.
Very cool. Well, thank you for chatting and your contribution to Star Wars fandom.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Great talking to you.
I think it's the ghost of Anakin Skywalker. It could be Yoda's uncle. What if it's Rey in the future, gone back to the past, now in the present? If you are sick of Snoke theories, you've got to get the Your Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirt or sticker, available now on the Steel Wars web store. Ryan Johnson reps it, and so should you. Plus, when you immediately purchase the stickers or the t-shirt, you get 10 bonus VIP downloaded episodes, giving you 10 hours of content to listen to while you wait for that sweet, sweet package to arrive. Available now on steelwars.com.
All right, you guys, it's 4:30. I'm exhausted. Two conventions in a row in two different countries was not advisable, but good fun, and I'm here with... You might know him. He's getting signing autographs.
Oh, man.
After his appearance.
Oh, man.
On the Jack's Pacific panel. It's Tony, the Gonk Droid, Medina.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
So sad. They just did the thing where they said the floor's closing in 30 minutes.
Yeah, man. It's kind of crazy. It's finally ending. It's nuts. From riding on the train together and... We're ending it together. This is an emotional moment.
It seems like years ago on that train.
Are you going to call me back? Like, after this? I kind of feel like we connected. Just had this amazing weekend together. No? He's shaking his head no. All right.
That's
fine.
What have you been doing? What did you do last night?
Last night we did some bar hopping. Me, Danielle, my wife, went with some of my friends. Also had also worked for Jack's Pacific. Had a good time. Night prior, I think that was the Gentle Giant night, or was it Friday? I don't know. Everything's kind of mixed up together.
It is a blur. And you've just done some shopping. What did you get?
I got...
Oh, Danielle got a cool Ewok purse.
What's that? What's the company that makes that? Loungefly. Really awesome, wicked... wicked wallet. I got an old Power of the Force skiff, Tatooine skiff.
What'd you pay for that? What'd you pay for that?
I got it for free.
Oh, how?
Yeah. Oh, buddy of mine. And then we got some pretty fun stuff.
What is that? Is that a Scientology t-shirt?
Yes, it is. We were given some Scientology stuff, so it's pretty funny. No, it's Battlefield Earth.
Yeah, Scientologist.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Are you guys Scientologists now?
Yeah, that's what happens when you do panels and become famous. You become Scientologist. I got some awesome Suck Lord. I got the Gay Empire 10th anniversary to go with my first production one.
And that's a pink bootleg Stormtrooper.
Yeah, it's from Psychedelic. I also got from Psychedelic the Star Bong, which is pretty funny. It's
just Jabba's pipe.
Yeah. Some designer toys. Really excited about that.
Very cool.
As far as exclusive goes, earlier in the week I picked up my Gin Urso. Since Steel couldn't get me one, I had to take matters into my own hands. And actually, one of my really good friends came up and handed me one, so I'm really excited. It's a bummer that you couldn't help me out with that, but I mean, it's all right, buddy. No, I get it. I see how it is.
We had a system to get me in early to get that thing, and then you totally blew it. The blood is on your hands.
I know. It's fine. No, I'm actually really excited. I got the designer Steve Evans to sign it, which is totally cool. Yeah, we got some more stuff. I'm trying to think of anything else that stands out. I got a really awesome Charlie Brown t-shirt.
Oh, it's hot.
That's another little thing I'm into.
And a chainsaw.
Yeah, and we got the Evil Dead.
A foam chainsaw.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, nothing too crazy. It was definitely, there wasn't that many exclusives I was really trying to find this time, but I got what I came for. I'm happy. What about you? What'd you get?
I got my Itty Bitties exclusive, Chewbacca and Slave Leia.
How hard was that to get? Was it pretty difficult?
It was a bit heated. And I got my Gin Urso, thanks to an Australian friend. And
I wish I had one of those Australian friends that gave out Gin Ursos. But oh, it's pretty cool. Good for you, man. I'm happy for you.
Seriously. Dick droid.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, I've got to go meet Jacqueline. She's out at the South Park bus.
Yeah.
Chasing Pokemon.
That's what you got to do over here, man. There's so many Pokestops. Everybody's going crazy.
Well, it's been a great Comic-Con, Gon Droid.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to get out of here. Yeah. Let's end this, buddy. Let's get out of it.
It's our two-year anniversary.
Let's do it. All right, everybody.
I'll see you on the trash compactor.
Yeah. This week, I think.
Yeah.
I think we'll do some recording.
Yeah.
Works for me. All right. Talk to you all soon. Take care.
Gonk out.
Gonk out. Mic drop.
Well, you guys, that is it. That concludes our San Diego Comic-Con coverage, our Star Wars Celebration London coverage. What an amazing 2 weeks of podcasting that we got in. And I have to give a huge shout out to my buddy Paul Jones back in Australia, who has been editing together all these, let's admit it, podcast masterpieces. So thank you so much, Paul, for doing that. You can follow Paul on Twitter and give him some thanks at LG1106, the number 1106. I don't know what that means. I'm too scared to ask. But he also does a really fun, not safe for work pop culture podcast called The Geek Dudes Podcast, and that's available every week free on iTunes. So they talk about Star Wars and Marvel, DC, all the gamut of Comic-Con related stuff in a very frank, not safe for work and funny way. So check out the Geek Dudes Podcast as thanks for the hard work that he's put in listening to my rambling and piecing it all together so you guys can get all this amazing podcasting coverage. Now, while you're thanking Paul, hey, I was the one recording him as well. So this month we have been getting thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads, and it's maybe our biggest month ever, but yet in the podcast iTunes section, we've only got, 229 sweet reviews. So now's the time. You have gotten a dozen podcasts in probably 2 weeks. We have been killing ourselves, so log on to iTunes and click 5 stars. And just like Alex Werenham has written, the Star Wars podcast. 5 stars, great fun, brilliant guests, and consistently amazing. Underneath that, 5-star review from Kisho Matera. Is this written? Sweet 5-star review. How very meta. It only takes 2 seconds, and you're vouching to other Star Wars fans that you're doing really, really sweet stuff. And this month, come on. Come on, you guys. Come on. Show me. After all these podcasts, take a minute to write a sweet 5-star review if you want to support us in a more financial way and also get a ton of bonus content as well as full access to our complete library of podcasts. As you might notice, after the last 25, we only leave up a little 10-minute sizzle segment for you to get a taste of each of our guests. But to get the full length, support the podcast and get the bonus episodes. I record every 2 weeks a bonus episode with Gonk Droid. And then every other week, I do a listener Q&A where the supporters get to write in questions that they'd like me to answer, either about Star Wars, my opinion about a certain thing, or just the podcast itself. Become a Steel Wars supporter for 1 month. You can support the podcast for just $3 Australian, which is about $2.20 American, and you get to keep the podcast going. I've got bills to pay. I've got a cat to feed. I've got Airbnbs to pay for. You know what I'm saying? So it is just a small token, and the policy is, the theory is if a bunch of people chip in just a couple of bucks, I can keep up the pace and keep this podcast going for years and years to come. All the details are available on steelwars.com. And I'll tell you this, we have a very low drop-off subscription rate for the supporter page. People really enjoy the extra bonus content and the warm feeling of keeping one of their fave podcasts running. We are also members of the Making Star Wars Podcast Network, makingstarwars.net. Hey, it is your first stop for Star Wars news and rumors. And they've got an awesome network of like-minded podcasts that cover Star Wars in each of their own unique ways. You can go to makingstarwars.net to check them all out. Or if you are on iTunes, just type into your web browser steelwars.com/MSW and it will bring up our beautiful splash page featuring a gamut of views about Star Wars. I'm a bit tired to go through all the stories this week, but we'll be back to normal with just our one episode a week schedule next week. Unless you're a supporter, and then you'll be getting multiple episodes. Sweet, sweet multiple episodes, you guys. Thank you all for your support over the convention season. Thank you for all the people I met. It was an amazing time. I should plug Instagram at Steel Wars, Twitter at Steel Wars, and just search Steel Wars on Facebook. And if you can retweet the episode announcements, that really helps. I tell you, podcasts are fueled by you guys, the audience, and you keep me amped, and the podcast will keep going. And God, I needed to stay amped this month with all these episodes. Let's have a look how many episodes we've done this month. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 episodes in a month. It's crazy, but we got there. I may not be counting this one that's up now, but whatever, we've achieved it, you guys, and we'll be back for more next week. Here's some sweet sizzle. I will be talking with the son of Luke Skywalker himself, Nathan Hamill, and he's got some really cool stories to tell about growing up Star Wars. So until then, may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.